Indian Health Service facilities in Pine Ridge and Rosebud were closed earlier. The move comes alongside allegations the IHS facilities are failing to meet basic standards of service and care. Now, the U.S. Senate Committee for Indian Affairs is planning a hearing in South Dakota in June. SDPB's Aaron Myros has more.
Both U.S. Senator John Thune and U.S. Senator Mike Rounds are taking part in the U.S. Senate Committee field hearings next month. The hearings focus on the IHS Accountability Act sponsored by Senator John Thune. He says any lasting solutions in the Native American healthcare crisis need to involve input from tribal members.
There's no better place to learn about the challenges facing tribal members than in an area that's been plagued by one, literally, IHS disaster after another. And so I look forward to participating in that hearing, learning more from our tribal members firsthand, and it'll continue to shape the approach that we take legislatively.
Thune says the legislation increases the accountability of the IHS. Local government officials, like State Senator Troy Heiner from Rosebud, say the hearings can help officials to better understand the ongoing problems with the Indian Health Service. But Heiner is concerned this hearing will not lead to real solutions to this problem.
What I'm worried about is that nothing is ever done, because we've been saying these things, like I said, for 20 years. You know, and it's just consistently went further and further downhill. Closure of the ER, you know, they opened the urgent care, and that is working very well. But with the closure of the ER, that puts our people in life or death situations that they usually would not be in. But we're so understaffed, you know, we can't compete financially, you know, and that really lies in the halls of Congress. Sequestration really hurt IHS.
Heiner says current congressional proposals may help the crisis, but he says proper funding is still a major issue. He says lawmakers need to seek deeper solutions and all-inclusive reforms. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Erin Myros in Sioux Falls.